So ek gaan 'n bietjie Engels praat as dit fyn is met almal. For the English, I'm doing it for the English people. So I just want to say something that God has been speaking to me throughout this year. And it's been something that I've actually, for the past few months, that I've been struggling to actually do, to actually believe in. And it's been a battle. It hasn't been easy to get myself to this point of, okay, God, I'm giving myself with this thing. And I think for a lot of us, it's a difficult thing to actually get to that point of, God, I'm surrendering in this thing and I'm giving myself with this thing, especially if we face difficult times, especially if we face suffering, especially if stuff in our lives are happening, especially if stuff that unexpected things happen, that we struggle to do this thing. And I think God's heart for us is to always be at that place. And that is to trust in Him. Whether we are facing whatever suffering or difficult thing we are facing, I know for sure that God's heart for each and every one of us is to trust Him. And to never be at the place of saying, God, I don't want to do this. I don't understand. I don't see Your will in this. But God wants us to be at a place of saying, God, despite of whatever is happening, despite of my circumstances, even though if I don't understand, I will trust You. Why? Because He is God. And we need to remind ourselves continually of that thing, that God is God. And because He is God, we can trust Him. Because He's a Father that loves, because He's perfect, because He never fails, is never late, because He always provides what we need, we can trust Him. So I fell into this thing of, I want to understand why these things are happening. And I fought hard to try to understand. I spoke to people, I read the Bible, I fought with God and said, God, give me an understanding of this thing. And it's been for a few weeks that this thing has happened, that I've been just trying to understand and understand and understand. And while I tried to do that, I actually stopped losing focus of who God is. And I started leaning on my own strength. I started leaning on what I think I can do in order to understand this thing. And then God came and He said, Ramon, if you're going to try to understand, you're going to miss the whole point. You need to trust that my will for your life is perfect. And because in Proverbs 3 verse 5 it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. And when it says do not lean on your own understanding, God knew that if we lean on our own understanding, we're going to miss the point completely. We're not going to get to a place of finding peace, finding joy, finding life. Because we're always going to be at the place of, oh, I need to understand this thing. I need to fight for this thing. I need to work this thing out. And at the end, we're going to be tired. We're going to turn away from God. We're going to feel hopeless. We're going to miss God completely in what he's trying to do in your life. So I needed to surrender my heart. I needed to surrender who I am. I needed to surrender my thinking of certain things. I needed to surrender all of that and say, God, even though I don't understand, I will trust You in this thing. And recently what happened to me, most of you know that I was engaged. I was on my way to getting married. And all of a sudden, everything went down. Our relationship ended. And for me, it was a thing of, God, like, I put my everything in this relationship. I put my finances. I put my time. I worked hard for this relationship. And You've spoken from the beginning what Your heart is for us. Why does it have to end like this? And it was such a dark time for me. And I'm so grateful for leaders, it was there for people praying for me, because if it wasn't for them, I probably would have made decisions that will make me lose my calling in God. I probably would have been at a place where God doesn't want me to be. Because losing someone that you've given your heart to given your life to, is like, oh, this it hurts. So I try to understand, like, Father, if You from the beginning, if You've spoken clearly to me, about this? Why is it changing now? Why is everything, are you still faithful? Are you still good? And I started asking myself all these questions. And it was a really dark time. It wasn't nice. And even today, I must say, I still try to understand this thing. But praise God that right now I can say, even though I try to understand this thing, I can put myself at the place of saying, God, I surrender this thing to you. And I trust you for your will, for your perfect plan. And I think some of us, most of us, when we face stuff like this, especially if it's someone close to your heart or stuff that happened in your life, we tend to lose focus of who God is. We tend to start focusing on things that is not eternal, that is not God. Because we want that feeling of, oh, it's going to be okay, I've made sense of this thing, so I understand, I can move forward now. But God says, do not lean on your own understanding, trust in me with all your heart. And there's a reason why he says that. And one of the reasons why God says, trust in me with all your heart, that's because he delights in us trusting in him. He finds joy in us trusting in him. He enjoys it so, so much. Once we surrender ourselves to him and say, God, I trust in you in this thing. Oh, man. I can guarantee you, once you start trusting in, I actually have the scripture, but I forgot what it was, but it says, once we start trusting in God, I'm paraphrasing, we start finding peace, we start finding joy, we start finding hope, but most importantly, we found Jesus. Because in Hebrews 13, I think it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now that means he doesn't change from being a good, loving God to being, I don't like you anymore, I don't want you in my life anymore, so now I'm going to destroy your life. It doesn't change. He's the same forever. Okay? And that actually gives me, like, Father, it gives me so much hope knowing that even if my circumstances changes, you don't. Even if I change, you remain the same. And the Bible is full of God's promises. Full of God's promises. Saying that he will continue doing good in us until his work is complete. When is his work complete? The day when we are with him. He will not stop doing good in us until his work is complete. That's a promise that God has made. And he is faithful in his promises. And God never disappoints. That's something that I've realized in the past few weeks. God doesn't disappoint. And I needed to, in order to change my view of why things are happening or why this is happening, I needed to let that go and remind myself of who God is. And that's a key thing for us as people, as Christians, is whenever we face these things, what will our response be? And I can say today, my response was this. God, show me who you are in this. Reveal yourself to me. I'm not going to make sense of this thing, but reveal yourself to me. And it became so much better for me to say, okay, I'm standing up and I'm moving forward. And I'm taking this thing on. Even though it hurts so much, even though I'm longing for this person, I miss this person, even though I don't understand, I want to know who you are. I want to know your love for me. And how I see people and how I view things changed completely. I started to love people much easily in my head. Not because I'm hurt and I feel sorry for people or whatever, but because I've experienced God in that. I've experienced his love, and I've given myself for that. So it's a very dangerous place for us to get to a place of, God, I'm going to try to figure this thing out for myself. We will never understand, get to the point of fully understand why these things have happened, why God has allowed certain stuff in our lives to happen. We'll never fully understand. But we can always trust. We can always be in His presence. We can always experience His love in this, His strength in this. And that's a beautiful thing. That's an exciting thing. And God uses, what's actually cool is God uses the brokenhearted. He uses those whom He loves. And He loves all of us, and He wants to use all of us. And that's the thing of where, how are we still going to be obedient to what God has called us, even though it looks like our life is falling apart? If God has promised us something, or if He has specifically asked us to do something for Him, are we still going to say, God, no matter what, I'm still going to give myself for You. I'm still going to trust myself for You. And one of the people in the Bible, one of the characters in the Bible that encouraged me a lot to actually say, okay, God, You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. There are two people. One specific guy is Job. Now, Job was a guy that, he was a righteous guy, okay? He was one of the righteous guys in the Bible. And he had everything. He had kids. He had a wife. He had wealth. He had a farm. He was a very wealthy guy. And all of a sudden, in a blink of a moment, everything changes for him. He lost everything. And if you look in Job's life, okay, not once did he deny God. Not once did he turn his back on God. But he said this following in Job 23, verse 13 to 14. He said, this first line he said, but He is unchangeable. God doesn't change. And Job knew who God is. He knew that His will is perfect for his life. And then he continues saying, and who can turn him back? What He desires that He does. For He will complete what He appoints for me. And many such things are in His mind. He will complete what He appoints for me. So if God has called us for something, God will complete that. God is always faithful in doing that. But we can make a choice of, now I've missed God in this thing. We can choose something else and miss completely on God's calling for our lives. God still stays the same. So while I was going through this whole process, I needed to remind myself of, so man, everything has happened now. All of these things you've experienced. But God is unchangeable. I'm going to remain in His will for my life. I'm going to continue giving myself to Him. I'm going to serve Him wholeheartedly. I'm going to love Him the best way I can. And the word says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. I'm going to love Him in that situation. Now, doing all of this, choosing to still remain in God's will for our lives, doesn't mean that things will get easy. It only means you will see more of God. You will grow more in Him. You'll experience more of His love. Even if you still face those difficult things, it means that you will experience God's love. You will grow in God. But it's our choice to choose that. Now, Job's response was towards God. He still honored God. He still loved God. And he still praised God. Even if he was suffering so much. So I needed to ask myself the question, who am I to say that God isn't good? Who am I to say that God isn't faithful? Who am I to say that God isn't love? Because He is. It doesn't change. So in the midst of all of everything that has happened, our response is very important. How we respond to our situations will help us to move forward. And I want to say, I want to respond in a way where I honor God in everything. I want to respond in a way where God says, well done, good and faithful servant. You've served well. You've given yourself. it's not nice to be in a place of, oh, this hurts so much, or you feel so weak, or you feel so hopeless. It's not nice. But oh man, it's nice when God comes through and starts pouring himself out on you and love you and giving himself for you. That's amazing. And my heart needs to be open for that. Our hearts need to be open for that. Otherwise, we're going to miss out completely. And it's a thing of how, like, I don't want to say how obedient. I want to say, like, are we still going to remain faithful to what God has called us to be? Are we still going to seek him in everything? Are we still going to love him even though we do not want to love him? And our response to what we've faced in our life, if it's not going to honor God, or if you're not going to give yourself in God in that, you're going to miss out completely on what God is for you. And God is patient. He can wait for you for 10 years, 5 years, but you do not want to waste so much time for God. And I've learned in this past few months that God is trustworthy. I can always trust in him. I can always give myself to him. I can always have faith in him because he is good. So just because our circumstances change doesn't mean God changes. And that's a fact. That's something that we need to put in our hearts and remind ourselves the whole time of. And it's very easy, I know, it's very easy to fall in our own ways. It's very easy to stay in bed and cry and fight with God about this thing. It's very easy to do that. It's very easy to turn back and to fall back. And it's difficult to stand up and continue forward. It's difficult. But God is the one that gives us the strength. God is the one that gives us hope. He's the one that gives us joy. The greatest gift for me that God has, and I know for you all, is the greatest gift that God has given us is Jesus Christ. Because he's the one that fought the battles for us. He's the one that gives us the strength, the hope to move forward. And in I think it's Matthew, it says, seek God with all your heart. Or seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, and he will give you all the desires of your heart. Is that one? But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And we need to seek him first. In everything, seek God with all your heart, all your mind. Seek him. And maybe in 1 month or 2 months, God will start making sense of things for you. Or maybe he won't. Maybe it will take 10 years for you to understand why did that thing happen in back then. Maybe you will never show you why you did that. But are we still going to say, God, I trust you no matter what? Are we still going to say, God, even though things doesn't look good for me, or it didn't work out the way I wanted it to, I know your will is perfect in my life. And do yourself a favor and go meditate on Psalms. Look at David's life, David's response. He will say something of, God, why this has happened, this is this. But his response was always, God, you are merciful, you are love, you are good, you save us from this. He was, even though he was in such a difficult place, experiencing persecution, rejection, whatever he experienced, his response was always, God, you are still good. You remain faithful. And your love is better than anything in this world. And I've committed myself to, whenever, even, it's still a difficult thing because for the past 2 weeks now that has passed, it's been very difficult for me, very emotional for me. And the reason for that is, this Friday that just passed, I would have flown over to Mexico, and next weekend we would have gotten married. So it's still a short time, and it's been so emotional, and I've been fighting with God, like, I don't understand why did you allow these things to happen. I want to make sense of these things. But the man, I've experienced his love in these 2 weeks like I've never experienced before. Not because I asked him why he didn't fix everything or why he allowed these things to happen, but because I gave myself to him. I decided to keep my focus on who he is. And I reminded myself of who God is. And I know whether I'm going to marry this girl or someone else. That's not my worries now. My responsibility, my heart now is, I want to serve you with everything in this place, in this time. And whatever plan you have for me, I can know I can trust you with this. I can trust you with my life. I can trust you with my finances. I can trust you with my family's life. I can trust you with the situation that I'm in right now. And it's not easy to get to that point. It's difficult. It's a battle. We have to fight to get to that point. But it's a choice that we're going to have to make. We're going to have to give ourselves to that. Otherwise, like I said, you're going to miss out completely on who God is. And God's desire for each and every one of us is to know Him, to know that He loves us, to know that He has a plan for each and every one of us. The Word is filled with promises. And His will for our life is perfect, even though it looks like it's not perfect. His will for us is perfect. And that's a joy for me to know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's a joy for me to know that He doesn't change, even though circumstances change. He remains the same. And that's always going to be my response to whatever I have to face in life. God, this thing has happened. This thing has changed. This thing is not nice. But I thank you that you remain the same. I thank you that you've sent your Son, Jesus Christ, so that I can have a relationship with you. That there can be a way for me to know you personally. And God gives Himself for that. He gives Himself for us. Does it make sense? So I want us, we all can close our eyes. If there's something in your life that you are struggling to trust God, to give everything that you are to Him in this situation, if you struggle to give that and to trust God in this thing, I want you to stand up. And we're going to pray that you guys will be free from this thing. And surrendering your heart to Him and completely surrendering all of what you're trying to do, if you're trying to figure out, work this out in your own strength, that we will get to a place of, I surrender everything to you. And I trust you. So if there's areas in your life that it became difficult for you to trust God, and it's difficult for you to let go and actually trust Him, I want you to stand and we're going to pray that God will free us from that. And that He will come and show us who He is in those situations. And that He will restore our hearts. So if that's you, you can stand. Father, where in our lives that we've tried to figure out things in our own strength, trying to understand things, I pray, Lord, that You'll free us from that and that we will surrender our hearts and our lives to You completely and saying, God, we trust You in this thing, in this situation. We trust You in our circumstances. We trust You even though we will never understand. We know, God, that Your will is perfect, that Your ways are not our ways. So come into our hearts this morning, Father, and free us from doubt, from worry, and help us, give us the strength, Holy Spirit, to trust the Father with our lives. give us the strength to say, Father, doesn't matter what's happening in our lives, we're going to trust you. And give us hope and joy. And thank you, Father, that in you there's fullness of life. There's life and life in abundance. There's joy, there's peace.
The word says that if we haven't proclaimed Jesus Christ in our lives, if we haven't confessed his name to be reborn again, you see, coming to church or to grow up in a Christian house doesn't make us a child of God. Children of God are people that are reborn. When Nicodemus came to Jesus and he said, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? Jesus said to him, you've got to be reborn. That reborn means that I confess the name of Jesus Christ and I take him on personally as my Savior and as my King. Each one of us has got to make that decision. Each one of us got to trust God, and I've got to trust my life with God. Someone else cannot trust my life for Jesus Christ. I've got to trust it. I've got to say, Jesus, I trust you. I confess that you are my King and my Savior. And at that point where you come and you ask forgiveness for the sins, because we are all born in sin. There's no one of us that are not born in sin. And at that stage, we then come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I take you on as my Savior. I trust you with my life. Would you forgive me? And at that moment, you are reborn. Your spirit gets reborn. And if there's anybody here that has not done that in their lives yet, that has just come through the motion of church, being in church because my mom is in church, being in church because my husband is in church or my wife's in church. If there's one here that has not come to Jesus and said, Jesus, here's my life. I trust you with my life. I want to invite you into my life. I would just want you to raise your hand. If there's anybody here that has never, ever come to Jesus to ask him for his life, raise your hand. It's something between you and Jesus. I cannot make you reborn. I can only offer you Jesus Christ. I can only offer you the cross. You've got to make the decision yourself. And if you haven't made it, know that there's no eternal life in heaven for you. Because the kingdom is only for those that accept Jesus in their lives. Father, I thank you for each one that is sitting here that has given their lives to you. I thank you, Father, that we can come and trust you in our lives, as Ramon did it. Thank you for this young man that has given everything and trusted you in it. Thank you for each one sitting here, Father, that is going to walk a life of trust in you. Doesn't matter how difficult the circumstances are. Doesn't matter, Father, if we do not know the outcome. But all we know is that your will is perfect for us. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. It was one of the most difficult times in our lives as elders as well, walking a life with this man in this time. Because it's so quick and so easy to give him the right answer and to say this and that, and yeah, we pray for you and we hope for you. But I want to come up and I want to say to this young man that the way that he has stood into trusting God is an example for all of us. There was tears. We cried with him. But all he said is, I'm trusting God. He did come and he did ask for advice and all those things, and we prayed with him. But he went away and he said, I trust God. Thank you for this young man. Thank you.
Maybe some of the guys can just stand with Ramon, but as he was preaching, a word's been burning my heart like a aisle. I felt the Lord wanted to speak of him publicly. You know, there's something that God does sometimes where he just publicly wants to speak his hopes and his dreams over us. So also as a congregation that we can keep him to account and cheer him on. But Ramon, I felt the Lord said something strange to me. Like, he said he's going to make your name known amongst the nations, you know. And like we often go, Lord, it's not about me being famous or whatever, it's about you. But I felt the Lord saying he's going to make your name well known, and he's going to bring much glory to his own name. And he's going to use you powerfully in obscure places, in little forgotten corners that God hasn't forgotten. And you're going to reach people in places that you've never even thought of going to. And I felt the Lord saying he's promising you supernatural divine provision. Like he's going to shock you. Like there's going to come times where you're like, Lord, I didn't plan this trip. I didn't save up for it. I didn't even pray about this. And God's going to just put it into your hands. He's going to entrust you with opportunities. And I feel that he's not just, I mean, we love the way you lead us in worship, in your heart of worship, but the Lord's saying you will not only be known as one who leads worship, but you'll be known as one who preaches and teaches the very words of God. And even through this season, that it was a season of preparation also for God using you in greater ways. And that, yeah, I felt the Lord wanted us to almost look at you. He wants to highlight you this morning and say, this is a man and he will obey me in everything I ask of him. And like you said of David, I found in David a man after my own heart. And I feel the Lord saying, I found in Ramon a man after my own heart. And he will fulfill the destiny that's placed on him. He will fulfill his destiny in this generation.
Ramon, I don't know if you can remember. I was driving one day. I don't know how long back it was. And you were coming towards me and I was driving past you. And I clearly heard the voice of God saying to me, you see that man, that's my disciple. I don't know how long that was back. And if you see the disciples, and I went, I did tell him that. And this is what God just tells me, I must remind you of that. And the disciples didn't have it easy. They had hard times. So in the hard times, God says, you will stay and you will be my disciple. May God bless you.
Ramon, there's one thing that always stands out about you for me, and that is that when you talk, it's genuine. And there's an underlining realness in everything that you say. And that's something that we all need to learn to do, but don't lose that. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for Ramon. I want to thank you for our brother in Christ. Lord Jesus, lift him from this place and take him forward, Lord. We want to thank you for the burdens because you know that the burdens help us go forward and they carry us. So Lord Jesus, we are here together, and we will move with Ramon, and we will move forward with him. And we will go to the next place where you want us to be. So we thank you, Lord, and we say that, Lord, take Ramon to the next level. And we're excited for what it is that you want to do in this man's life. In Jesus' name.
Right, what a special time. What a special time. Thanks, Ramon. Thanks for sharing your life. That's what we are, is to share our lives with one another. We build one another. Thanks for that. Ja, vir die van julle wat voel julle iewers sien ek 'n hart wat klop, wat bietjie seer is, wat gebed nodig het. Ons is hier voor. Kom vorentoe as jy gebed nodig het. Mingle, daar is koffie en tee daar agter. There's a nice cappuccino for you. First time. And just enjoy your Sunday. Thank you very much. It just feels as if it shouldn't be finished. Yeah, just, yeah. Amen, guys. Amen. Go home and enjoy one another.